You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello and welcome to the latest episode of the Brighton Rock Podcast, the podcast about the beautiful club within the beautiful game. And it's a milestone episode today because we have reached the grand old total of 350 episodes. Yes, how much more crap can a bunch of Brighton fans possibly talk about the beautiful game and that beautiful club? Well, we've made it to 350. We're not stopping anytime soon. It's also another milestone because a certain group called ABBA, a certain Swedish group some of you may have heard of, they had one or two pop songs that did well in the charts, I do believe. 50 years to the day, 1974, in Brighton, they won the Eurovision Song Contest and made their mark and made their name and landed in the world of music with their big song, big hit, Waterloo. So two milestones, really. I don't know which one you would like to enjoy the most. You can enjoy them both. Let's hope, above all of that, we can enjoy the game. We've got the Arsenal today. We lost 3-0 up there earlier in the season and they look very, very good. I don't, in all truth, and before we get into any beers, have too much confidence that we're going to get anything from this game. In reality, I think it'll probably be something like a 3-1 defeat. So let's hope we can get a goal. And anyway, we'll move on and see what happens. So here we go with our match day special and it's episode 350. It's Saturday, it's match day special time, it's the Arsenal game. I'm in the Foundry in Brighton. We'll explain why we're in the Foundry in a moment. It's a lovely pub, we enjoyed it.
It's a very nice pub, very welcoming.
Very welcoming, unlike some others we could mention. Heart in hand, and your head's in shame. And you also need to sort out your bouncers because that cat in the doorway. That cat was something else.
Biggest, fattest, flattest, miserable looking cat I've ever seen.
Which turned out to be a very appropriate cat for the bar after we got turned away.
That bouncer was such a pussy.
Yeah.
We're getting warmed up.
We've been warmed up for a while, haven't we, actually, today. No, I can't believe they don't know this, because we're a group of males, a group of football fans, a certain number of people. I think along with stag groups, they just don't seem to want big groups of jovial, heavy drinkers. So we could have turned a profit for them on the day. Anyway, I'm in the Foundry with Duncan, with Alan, with Tim, who's back over from Switzerland. Welcome back, Tim.
Hey, thanks very much.
And we've got Duncan's son, Alex, here as well. We did have some more. They've gone on. We'll catch up with them later.
The great thing about Alex is he actually knows about football. Exactly. So hopefully he'll say something.
Yeah, he's going to stand out like a sore thumb in here. Then. I mean, he's already stood out like a sore thumb. He got ID'd at the bar. That hasn't happened to me for about 10 decades. Yeah. So anyway, it's pre-match. We've got the Arsenal game. Tim and Duncan, you've got to go quite soon for other arrangements. So let's get your views first of all. Tim, welcome back.
Yeah.
How have you found the last few weeks, the European campaign?
Well, 4 weeks ago, I went to see the Boston Bruins at ice hockey team in Boston. And I got ID'd. Now... I was with a guy who's 62, so I suspect that we were ID because they ID everybody.
Yeah.
I showed him my driving license. I don't think it's even got my date of birth on it. He said, "Oh, good to see you, Tim." You know.
For those people that don't know, Tim is 55, 56.
The drinking age is a bit higher in America, but not much higher.
No. 21. The beer is shite. Oh, but anyway,
should be ideal. Yeah,
I'm really looking forward to going to the game today.
Yeah.
I hope it's not the last one I see of the season. But obviously a top team, and I think a team that we've had good success against in the past. Although apparently they've won three in a row at the Amex.
No, they're unbeaten in three.
Unbeaten in three.
Yeah.
Arsenal.
They've won two, I think.
But I mean, they're a really good side. So it's going to be. I don't know if Saka's playing because he was showing a bit injured.
He's not, isn't he?
I don't think he is going to play.
Yeah. But it will be good to watch. Huh? So it should be really good. And after our performance last week against Liverpool, which I only saw a bit on TV, I can imagine we will. I think we'll take it to them.
Yeah.
Who knows? Anything can happen, couldn't it? As with football, always. But
and Danny Welbeck probably going to score.
Yeah, I think
probably
so. The one thing won't happen is I think Ferguson will. I don't think he's involved again, is he, at the moment? Which is a bit of a shame. No. We'll get the team news later. In terms of the early game, by the way, Palace went 1-0 up. De Bruyne got a stunning equaliser, and around that time, I think we both said this will end up 4-1. It is 4-1 as we speak.
No, it's 4-2 now.
It's 4-2. Okay, well, that's that route.
Edward scored.
Thanks, Edward. You've ruined my whole thing. My whole shebang there.
Anyway, I was thinking,
the point is they're going to lose, which is great.
What would be quite interesting, I've been watching The Gentleman on Netflix, which is ridiculous, but also quite fun.
It's Raymond on it.
Similar. But Vinnie Jones is really good in it, right? Yeah. And actually, probably the best thing I've seen him in. And it did make me think that it would be funny to see, you know, Dunk going up with Ben White at the corner or something, and balls in hand, coming down from a jump. It would be quite a funny thing to watch.
Oh, yeah, marvellous, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, whole stuff. Yeah, Vinnie Jones has been doing a thing about mental health, hasn't he, this week, actually. He did a thing with the Chelsea players in the changing room.
Right.
And what's his face? The Golden Boy. Is that Cole Palmer, isn't it?
Carlton Palmer.
Carlton Palmer. Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
that's
what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
I suddenly
met Black
Man. That's very good, very good. In fact, your name's Palmer as well.
It is mine.
Oh, we're on that, yeah.
Yeah.
You're not married to an olive, are you?
No, but no. I'm a really, really good football player.
Yeah. You nutmegged Lawrence, remember?
I did nutmeg Lawrence.
Any keen ear listeners will have heard that anecdote on this very podcast quite some time before. Anyway, yeah, who knows what will happen today. Duncan, how are you feeling about this? You were at Brentford on Wednesday with me and some others. It's going to be a very different game to that, because Brentford were there to stifle.
They were difficult to break down, we couldn't do it.
Wanted to groin out the point, didn't they?
Yeah. Boring Brentford.
Yeah, but they got easier games than us.
Yeah.
Which is a compliment to us, I suppose.
Yeah.
Sorry, yeah, go on.
I'm reasonably... I'm going to kill it now. Reasonably optimistic today, just because I think at home we're, I think Alex was just saying, not going to steal his stat, but we're 13 games unbeaten.
Yeah. And we've only lost two at home all season, one in the league.
Yeah. So I'm really, I think we'll go at them, and they will come at us, because they'll just be supremely confident.
Difference. Totally different game.
And we can get in behind them. Just need to be a little bit more... incisive in the box or when we're shooting. So hopefully, we played really well against Liverpool, didn't get much. We were lucky that Salah didn't score about eight.
And then we
dominated possession against Brentford, couldn't break them down. But then I think we should be pretty good against Liverpool.
So you think we should be beating
Arsenal.
We should be beating teams like Arsenal.
We should be beating teams. Hashtag. Yeah,
hashtag.
No, exactly.
If we want to take our rightful place above Chelsea, yeah. Well, we are still.
I mean, that's the thing. Yeah. Even with their dramatic win against United, they're still goal difference behind us. And we've been on a long run of not really picking up that many points.
Yeah, that's true.
And yet they're still behind us. They should be fourth in the table, according to Pochettino.
This week that's just gone marks... a year since Liverpool have lost two successive league games.
Right.
There's only one other team.
Yes.
And it's more than 500 days now that the Albion have not lost two successive league games.
Yeah.
And only Aston Villa have not done it this season. So it is, we are in our rightful place from consistently not losing two in a row.
Yeah. We've lost three in a row, including cups, but the league, absolutely correct. Yeah. You've done a few spreadsheets about that, haven't you, Tim?
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, also, that's obviously going to continue for a bit longer because we drew the last match. But after Arsenal, we've got some other tough games coming up.
We
but
do.
Why not? I mean, we've been top half all season, despite the injuries, despite the extra challenges of Europe, the extra games, and
I think De Zerbi can get the team up for one-offs like this.
I think so.
I mean, Arsenal, great team, clearly. You know, City. And Liverpool, but it's only those three teams, right? They're the only three teams, not to fear, but you think you've got a chance against them, and we do.
Yeah.
The only team I really fear is City, really. Yeah. I think on our day we can beat anybody, and sometimes even them, and we have them.
Yeah. We've beaten them once, we've drawn with them at home once as well, and we've got them at home, so maybe. Alex,
I do think that Saka might play today, actually. Just because he was training on Tuesday and then just wasn't quite right. So I think
same
he
with me.
Probably...
I was training on Tuesday and I wasn't quite right. At all.
Yeah, where you and the dog and duck?
Alex, so you're back over. You've been oh dear, there goes a bit. Never mind. Oh, Tim's over for his holiday. He's got now a stain coat. Yeah, it's gone on your coat, Tim. It's going to make him look bad when he stinks of beer the next day, isn't it? And when he's on the plane home the day after that. Alex, you're over. You're back down from your uni course, which is in Norwich.
Yeah.
How's that going, by the way?
Yeah, it's going well, to be fair.
What are you doing?
Sports development.
Nice.
Sports development. I've got about 6 weeks left until I finish university.
Career at the Albion in the making, maybe?
Who knows?
Who knows?
Could be a possibility. Yeah. Well, I managed one of the football teams at the university, and that's going pretty well, to be fair.
Fantastic. We haven't chatted for quite a while. So your views, I can't remember the last time we had you on, but your views on the season overall, a quick summary of how you found it. I mean, obviously to Europe, which is a shame, but
obviously
that'll come.
Last year's season when we finished sixth was one of the best seasons that I've seen. That is the best season I've ever seen.
Yeah.
And obviously, it's going to be hard to top that, but being top half all season, playing well, beating teams that we should beat, but then again, drawing against Brentford, drawing against Sheffield, it's those teams that we need to be capitalising on, getting the 3 points from them to be pushing for Europa League, Champions League, that sort of stuff.
Yeah, because you mentioned our home records and our lack of defeats is brilliant, but there have been too many draws. That's why we are where we are.
Mm.
It's the home draws in particular that have
It's about 11 wins, 10 draws, 9 losses. I'm pretty sure it's something like that.
Overall, home and away.
That's our total.
Yeah, that sounds about right. So, you know, we'll see. But we are a sort of team that will have those disappointing results and then get good results against big teams.
It's the story of Brighton where we play absolutely one of the worst games that I've seen against Brentford, where we had 24 shots and didn't convert anything. And then we'd go against a big team like Arsenal and then we'll go and beat them. It's the story of Brighton where we play absolutely shit for 90 minutes against a team that's fighting for relegation, arguably, and then we go and beat one of the title leading contenders. It's just the most Brighton thing to do.
Absolutely, indeed. Now, last time out we bumped into Cowdy on the in the pub. Pre-match was just brilliant. I loved it. Hoping we can hook up with Wardy for the final game of the season. More on that one later on. We may or may not be able to do that. In the meantime, who are we going to bump into today? Yeah. Could be Glenn Murray, could be Bobby Zamora,
are you there?
It could be absolutely nobody. Or it could be who else could be? Could be other famous superstars? I don't know, like friend of the show, Alan. How about you, Alan? Alan's not an ex-player. Duncan and Tim are off. We'll see you soon.
Take care, guys.
Over to you, Alan, for the final words on this. So yeah, so Alan, you know, you were there for the big games this season. We've got another one today, haven't we?
Big game. Just want to say, I mean, last season when we went to Arsenal,
yeah,
I would say it's probably one of the best away
3-0
away days that I've ever had been to.
It was 3-0, wasn't it? I'm not imagining.
It was 3-0. It was just a fantastic day. And because just because of the significance of the Arsenal supporters, yeah, the fact that, you know, we actually fucked up their
title challenge. That could happen again today with City winning.
Yeah, so that's
a Liverpool. Yeah, probably, so
that's a fantastic memory, and obviously I'm sure they've probably got that in mind as well. It's going to be a really tough game today.
It will be, yeah.
It's a really, really tough game.
The stakes are not an option.
Yeah, and but I think it's going to be another entertaining game.
I think so.
The Liverpool game last week, I thought we were, you know, it was a really good high-quality football match.
Yeah, and we had players out. Big back since, like Joao.
So we've just got to wait and see what happens. All I'm going to hope for is that we, the last time Declan Rice, I think, came to the Albion, he had that.
You love this, don't you? This bit.
He had that fantastic.
You made that comment, didn't he?
He had that fantastic interview when he said we were humiliated.
Yeah.
Let's hope that happens. I'm not sure whether that will happen against the Arsenal, but it'd be nice for him to have that kind of down feeling at the end of the game.
It would be, wouldn't it? Yeah. And there's certain people like him, certain people don't like him, certain people like me are quite neutral about him.
No, I like Declan Rice. It was just amusing at the time.
Yeah,
when we completely stuffed West Ham last year.
Arteta the same as well. A lot of people get wound up by Arteta. I'm not that fussed about that at all.
However,
I can see how people do.
Well, he's got that kind of star player arrogance
pervades. He does celebrate a lot, doesn't he? I mean, they've won the title 4 times this season already, according to their celebrations. But anyway, we are going to have a hand in this title, either a passive one or an active one. Hopefully it'll be the latter. If we could get a win against these, I'd happily beat Arsenal and beat Man City, or draw with both teams, to disrupt the flow, just to make it interesting.
Yeah, I mean, the media narrative is all about Arsenal, Manchester City and Liverpool for the title race.
Yeah.
But there is another race going on, and that is actually for 6th position.
Yeah.
And we are winning that.
Yeah, United losing to Chelsea. Looks bad on paper because Chelsea got nearer to us now. We were further away from United, but in the end, I'm still looking at 6th place. They're 6 ahead of us, having lost to Chelsea in dramatic circumstances.
Yeah.
We can still catch them.
So this is an important game for us as well. And I mean, obviously, Arsenal can look at it and say, well, actually, they're going to screw over the Albion today.
Yeah,
for that chance. So.
I mean, if Liverpool do win the title, it'll be because they unearthed the amazing hidden talent that was Alexis McAllister.
What a goal he scored! I mean, that was. That goal he scored the other night was.
One against Sheffield United. Yeah.
Yeah, reminded me of the one.
It was technically the winner, wasn't it? Because it was putting 2-1 up.
Yeah, but that one there. But that reminded me of the goal he scored, which was disallowed against Leicester, I think. But it was a complete thunderbolt from outside the box.
He was getting better and better just at the moment. Yeah. At that moment when Potter left, wasn't he?
But I think he's lovely because of his personality that the Liverpool supporters are really taking to him. And it's quite funny because when you look at a lot of social media stuff that they kind of pump out, a lot of it's kind of still Albion related, actually. Which is quite nice.
Which I love, I mean, he's a genuinely nice guy by the looks of it. He's treated the club in the right way when he's left. I think he's gone the right way. There's a way of leaving, isn't there, Alex? You'd say the same as well. There's a right way and a wrong way, or there's a way. And definitely Alexis McAllister's in the right way category.
Yeah, no. Yeah. You've seen the likes of Caicedo, who have failed at Chelsea. Sanchez failed at Chelsea. Cucurella failed at Chelsea, and then you see McAllister, who leaves in a right way, and you see after he played against us at Anfield, you see he goes over, claps the fans,
and that's just classy, isn't it?
Swap shirts with Gross as well, and it's just like, if you leave in a good way, you'll do well against.
And why not? You know, if you're leaving anyway, why not leave in a good way?
Exactly.
Have a feel-good factor around the country. Why just limit it to the new club you're joining? I think it's great. It shows a touch of class. Liverpool fans love that kind of stuff as well. I've seen so many things over the years where their appreciation of football knowledge, football people, the good football people, they treat class with class.
Yeah.
So they'll have loved that. from their point of view as well. 100%. This is good. We've got a guy here who's respecting his previous club as well. And that'll be, that'll just add to the affection they'll have for him. And then we can keep having for him as well, which is good. Good luck to him. You know, he's a good, brilliant player. I think he, I think possibly because of the talk about defensive midfield, I think it's almost the case that you could say we feel like we're missing Caicedo more, but are we really? Because I think McAllister's goals and through balls like the one for Salah against us, those kind of things were adding points to the equation last season. Mm. And yes, the penalties have been replaced by João Pedro, but the rest of the play, I think we've obviously João Pedro plays a different position to McAllister, and I think McAllister has been missed a bit this season, as much as Caicedo has. Yeah, even though it looks more obvious because of the goal concessions. But anyway, food for thought. I really hope, I mean, a lot of people don't like Klopp. I think he can be a shit to the media in the heat of the moment, but who can't, to be honest? I think Ferguson was an absolute dick in the media. No one really talks about that much anymore.
That's because it wasn't publicised.
Yeah. Klopp does
now you
Guardiola
see.
Guardiola does that as well. He doesn't get the bad publicity.
You see Pep, you see Poch, you see Ange, and you see Klopp all.
Yeah.
After they lose or whatever, they give a little bit of stick to the media, and then and then they all run with it.
It's the heat of the moment. You can't expect anything else than that. They're all massively successful, high class, high quality coaches, and if they've lost a game or dropped points or whatever, they are going to feel it, and they are going to be grizzled, and they're going to be spiky in the interviews. I don't have a problem with that. I think he's a really nice guy, Klopp. I've seen a number of interviews. He really does embrace the area, the people. He's clearly a class act with his players. And it's his final season, so I don't mind if they win the title. So to be honest with you, as much as anybody, I'm happy if Liverpool win the title this year. We can have an effect on that in two of the upcoming games, mainly for the fact that McAllister could be a title winner.
Yeah,
he deserves it because
the season he's had.
Wouldn't that be great?
I'll prefer Liverpool to win the title over City and Arsenal.
Yeah, City is a bit boring.
City have won it so many times,
and Arsenal have won it more in more recent times than Liverpool have, although Liverpool have won it more overall.
But then again, you get Arsenal fans who will be will be chewing your ear off about winning the league.
Arteta's going to be there, and Arsenal will be there for years to come. Liverpool probably will, but who knows when they change manager. So I think it'd be nice for Klopp and for the Manchester's to come out of the way. Let's sort that out today, shall we, boys?
Exactly.
Right. Cheers. Right, on to the next section. Christopher, you've
56 points. 56 points.
56 points. You are close. We're going to get, which is 13 more points than now. 1-3, 13.
We're going to have a great run in.
You've had a bet with another mate of ours, Poppet, Big Dave, who's mysteriously disappeared. But anyway, nonetheless, 13 more points.
Yeah.
So we've got Chelsea at home, we've got Arsenal at home, Man City at home, Villa at home, Bournemouth away, Burnley away. Who else have we got away? There's another one.
Newcastle.
Yeah. That's it. 7 games.
Yeah.
We're getting 13 points from that.
Yeah.
Discuss.
I worked it all out earlier. I mean, my opinion may be influenced by how much I like to drink. I'm not going to lie.
Sorry, I'd openly laugh in there. Yeah. Sorry about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, I think, beat Chelsea, draw today, win against... I mean, we're going to beat United, obviously.
We're going to beat United and Chelsea, 100%.
Yeah. What else did I say? Draw Newcastle. Who are the other games?
I don't know. So it's Bournemouth away.
Win.
That's a win. We're going to win at Burnley. Is this an Arsenal fee? I can't hear you.
Super Rob deserving. We can do better though. We can. I mean, if he's going to be a bit of a tit, then he can do one.
Let's bring in the other Duncan. I don't want to call you the other Duncan. That sounds a bit disrespectful.
There's two bull Duncans.
I only mean it's the Duncan that we've not already had on the podcast, which is the Brighton-based Duncan. You are the East Grinstead-based Duncan.
The other Duncan's done a runner today.
He has. Where are you, Duncan, eh? Anyway, this Duncan, the proper Duncan, thoughts on the season, the game, and anything else?
It's burnt out a bit, isn't it? But if we could nick something today and we could beat Burnley, we could get back on track, I think.
Yep.
needs luck to go our way and Trossard to have a stinker today. Yeah. That would be nice, wouldn't it?
Do you see a surprise coming? That could happen, couldn't it? This is the Premier League. This is even, this is football.
Not that
anything
hopeful.
Anything can happen.
The old 20-minute cliche.
Yeah.
If we keep a clean sheet for 20 minutes, we could do it. But
yeah. All right.
Bit
well,
doubtful
let's
today.
Let's have a chat after the game and see where we are. Yeah. Mo, thoughts on the game today?
3-1.
3-1-2.
Of course, to Brighton.
I like it. I'm going with the same thing. 3-1 to the Albion. Alan.
Oh, my God.
I know you've already spoken on the pod, but we've had a couple more beers. Any more bravado? What are we thinking now?
Yeah, well, I think it's we're going to keep the form going with some other Premier League games, and there's going to be a late flourish at the end, and I'm really hoping for a 3-2 win for the Albion late on.
Yeah. All right.
Because I don't know if you know, but Duncan and Tim are going to be leaving a little bit earlier. They're going
to. This is the other Duncan, yeah. The earlier Duncan.
Yeah, the earlier Duncan. Yeah. They're going to be leaving a bit early. They're going to have to leave.
They're going to miss the final three Albion goals.
Exactly. Yes, that's what I'm thinking. So they're going to miss the kind of the crescendo at the end.
And I'm not a nasty guy. I am a nasty guy. I'm just thinking about how much I would enjoy them missing those goals, aren't you?
Yeah.
I'm horrible like that. I can't stop thinking about how much I would enjoy them missing those goals. Yeah, what's that about? That's cruelty, isn't it?
It's called sadist, no?
It's sadistic. It's sadistic, yeah.
There's actually nothing worse than when you're leaving the ground.
Yeah.
And you hear the cheer.
Yeah.
From
plastic fans, you call them.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So I'll say no more about it.
Duncan is a plastic fan with them, yeah?
Absolutely.
Because they prefer.
They're leaving on 70 minutes today for a social in London.
They
should have reorganised the social to Brighton.
London Bridge, yeah?
They should have moved it to Brighton. Yeah. Then they could have had the whole game. 70 minutes maximum, they're leaving. That's a disgrace. Duncan, Tim, if you're listening, we love you guys, but you're a disgrace. And we're not sure we'll talk to you again, are we, mate?
Sorry?
We're not sure yet if we'll talk to them again, are we?
Yeah, we're not sure, yeah.
Have we got the team? So we've got the lineups. Right, Alan. Yeah. Alan, over to you, sir.
No, hang on. I'm not quite ready. Pause it.
Okay, we haven't got the lineups. We'll get them in a moment. Right, so we're on the train. We've got the lineups. Mo, over to you, sir. What have we got? I've not got my glasses. You're going to have to read it out.
So we have Bart.
Yeah. Bart in goal again.
Yeah,
interesting.
Yeah, Lamptey.
Yeah.
Van Heeker.
Yeah.
Dank, obviously, and his opinion.
Yeah.
So, and then you have Baliba and Moda.
Yes.
And then you have Insisso, Gross, and Adringa, and then Wilbeck. So, no Joe Pedro.
Mm. They said that, yeah. I'm thinking we should nick those table seats. Everyone's standing on the chairs. Seats are going spare. Seats are going spare over there. Nick the seats. Nick the seats. If they don't want them, we'll have them.
You better watch it.
Watch it. Oh, shit. It's all kicking off. It's all kicking off.
Is it Arsenal fan?
I don't know. I presume so, yeah.
Don't fucking put your hands on my boy.
Right, yeah. Oh, it's all kicking off. And here we are, the cutting edge, doing the podcast, recording all the anyway, let's go on to see if any punching happens in a minute. But anyway, in the meantime.
I have no idea what's going on, mate. So yes, that's the lineup, yeah?
Right. Yeah, yeah.
So there is no Joe Pedro. I think they
didn't want to.
He's not even on the bench.
No, he's on the bench.
Oh, he's on the bench, right.
They don't want to risk him, I think.
Yeah.
Saka's playing for Arsenal.
But nobody cares about Gross. Yeah, he can play every game. Yeah,
I think it's a good twist.
He plays every
pretty happy with that, actually.
We never risk Gross.
We never
risk Gross.
Gross goes on forever. He's a Duracell bunny.
Sucker's playing. Giorgino doesn't like playing here.
No, he doesn't. He doesn't.
He has a bad time here, so that's quite positive for us.
Jesus is playing as well. Havertz is playing.
Is Trossard on the bench?
Trossard on the bench.
Trossard, eh? Is there a story in there, Trossard?
Yeah, he is.
Maybe,
yeah.
It could be, it could be.
Number 19.
Who knows? Okay, that's the teams. Let's see how it goes.
So, what did you think about our lineup, actually?
Well, I think it's hard to guess.
So, where is Veltman? I would expect Veltman today.
I wonder if he's carrying something again. He might be carrying something, I'm not sure.
I think what they're trying to do here they're trying to put a bit of pace on it because Martinelli is they're trying to keep Martinelli defending more, pushing back a little bit.
Yeah.
And also, there is no Igor. He's more like superior today.
Igor was good in the last game.
He's superior today.
Yeah. Well, that's good. It's rotating the team, it's keeping them fresh. We've only got one tournament to worry about now, and I think maybe the rotation can now work to our advantage where it wouldn't have done before, really.
Well, I think the other change is that Lallana is out for Moda.
Yeah. Well, Lallana, you know, he's one game in, five games out, isn't it, really?
And Insisto, he's on for who? It's not like the last game.
Yeah.
Insisto, who is he on for?
Well, Lallana wasn't playing.
Lallana?
No, he was playing last game.
Lallana was playing.
Yeah.
So we have two differences. We have Moda and Insisto starting.
Yeah.
Compared to last game,
Pedro and Lallana.
Ah, Pedro and Lallana.
Okay.
No,
okay. Okay. Interesting.
We didn't play. We didn't start last game either. So
it's game on, Mo. It's game on.
No. I'm trying to figure out. You know, we have like three new players starting. We have Moder, Insisto, and Wilbeck.
Yeah.
So who did they start instead of? So it was Joe Pedro.
Who else has dropped out? Insisto
is starting today. Moder is starting. Buonanotte.
Buonanotte, yes. Yeah. Buonanotte, we have named you.
So Buonanotte, Lallana and Joe Pedro are out.
Yeah.
And we have
Joe Pedro on the bench.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, that's good. To win the game in the 94th minute.
That looks about as strong a line.
That's right, Duncan.
Are you happy with that, Duncan?
Not too bad, yeah.
Yeah, let's see how we go. There's been a bit of bother on the train. Someone's shouting about his son. Yeah. Don't touch my boy and stuff.
I don't know what's going on. Kicking off on here, we don't know what's going on.
Who knows? I think we should start some songs and cause some naughtiness, but we'll see.
I think
we'll see.
Should, yeah. Proper naughty,
lads. Right, speak to you later on. Matt, you've just come back with a couple of beers for you and your mates, and you've just declared to us something that sounds extraordinary. Explain to us how old you are, first of all.
I am 37 years old. I have a wife and a kid.
Yeah. And what's just happened?
And also, I would say, you know, no disrespect, but clearly 37 years old.
If not, clearly,
no, actually,
if not
clearly,
50.
No, clearly in his 30s. I don't mean that to be rude.
You can see where this is going, ladies and gentlemen. Let Matt reveal the details. Why are we talking about that fact?
Well, despite the grey hairs, despite the wrinkles, I just got ID'd. How lucky am I?
You've got ID.
I got ID.
How old?
37.
37.
Yes.
Fantastic. I can only dream of this, I have to say. Well, cheers.
The lady was quite embarrassed.
Not as embarrassed as I am. I mean, you were. That's what I meant to say.
Well, what can I say?
Right.
I mean, I am a good-looking, young-looking fella.
You are a good-looking young fella, yeah. Okay, Mr. Good-looking young fella. What do you think the score's going to be tonight?
Oh, please don't ask me that. That's a hard one.
No, I've got no idea either. I say 4-2 to the Albion, because I'm a fucking idiot. What do you think?
Well, if we can get a draw...
2-2.
Yeah, I'll go for 2-2. That's a good shout. 2-2.
Chris, you've gone 2-2. Would you like to go into ridiculous detail as you did in Rome?
So we'll go win 1-0 up. They'll get an equaliser. 2-1. Then last 80 minutes, they'll get an equaliser.
Will anybody get thrown out for lighting a flare in the away end?
Yeah.
87 minutes. Yeah, yeah. 87 minutes?
No, before that. Okay. 75 on that. Right.
Mo, who's getting kicked out? What's the score going to be?
3-1 for Brighton.
3-1 for Brighton. Rick, what do you think?
1-1.
Don't know why I called you Rick. Rick.
No, it's definitely Rick. Yeah. 1-1.
1-1. I'm going 4-2 to the Albion.
That feels rather adventurous, to say the least.
I had a goal for every pint I've had.
and then I'm minus about five off of that. Yeah, before you stop frowning. Let's see how it goes. Come on, boys.
Come on, Albion.
The Albion.
Up the Sumo.
Sumo. Sumo, quickly. Before we wrap up this element of the podcast, Sheebs, how are you and what are you thinking?
Yeah, what I'm thinking is the host of this podcast was shouting Harvey's very loudly.
I was doing that, yeah.
It was terrible behaviour in the concourse. Not what we're about here at the Albion. We're Sussex plight fellas, and Russell's broke the code by now, shouting Harvey's.
Sheebs, I know
like
you love...
like some entitled brick.
I know you love Palace. And we're just looking at Luton, come back from behind win, 2-1. Palace lost, says he, which is not a surprise. Are they getting sucked in? And are you slightly sexually aroused by this?
Well, since the latest version of Crystal Palace was formed in 2010, they've had a rocky period. But, I mean, they played, I tell you what, for 10 minutes today, they played normal football, and they attacked a couple of times, and they actually sat in the middle.
Yeah, the problem was Tintin equalised, didn't they?
Yeah, I mean, it's Man City, isn't it? But at the same time, I mean, a few people have said new manager bounce. They won one game against Burnley, who had 10 men for a light after game. They've been equally as horrendous under I don't even know what his name is.
I don't know.
Is he German or whatever he is? Yeah, Austrian.
So is the bounce actually like bouncing him out the door?
I mean, I would, as usual, points deductions is going to save them and something like that.
They've been so lucky, haven't they?
They are.
There's been one thing or another.
They stink the Premier League out, mate, to be honest with you. But I would say that, but it's also the truth. But yeah, well, you never know. They've got Liverpool next week at Anfield, so hopefully they'll come back enough from that. And you just never know. Good result for Luton.
I was going to say, Brentford got a 3-3 at Villa from 3-1 down, I think, weren't they?
There's some great
fucking
results.
Great, I love it.
There's some great results there. The league's actually
Sheesh, we're going to win today. We're going to win 4-2 today.
Okay, just so you know, we're going to lose by 4 or 5. But I really rate Arsenal, I have to say.
They're very good.
I don't rate their fans. None of their fans are from North London. The odd few that consider themselves locals are from Hertfordshire and support Watford. Apart from that, great club. But they are a good team.
Right, let's move on to the game. Yeah. Right, half time, we're 1-0 down. Alex, who is a qualified ref, who we were chatting to earlier, young lad, but he knows his shit.
Yeah.
Thoughts on the game?
I mean, where do we start? There's too many decisions that have gone away from us that have been absolutely stonewalled going the other way. I mean, John Brooks, plain and simple, to put it nicely, is...
Don't hold back.
If you've seen the penalty, you've seen there's a slight contact, and he's absolutely made a meal of it.
It's just enough of VAR. Going
on from that, if you see any contact in our penalty area, or in the Arsenal penalty area, if there's any sort of contact that Tarek Lamptey gave to one of our attackers, then it has to be given as a penalty. If it's not, then plain and simple, then it's pure corruption.
Then
it's pure corruption.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then what happens? We get an apology from PGMOL.
That's okay then.
And then what do we get from that? Nothing. Nothing. If we get the penalty, then it's 1-1. But
I tell you what we do get. We get minor indirect satisfaction and 0 points.
Yeah, 0 points. 0 points, an apology that makes it all the better, doesn't it? No.
I don't think we've had an apology this season, have we?
We haven't, no.
We had about 3 last season, 4 last season.
Which should have been about 8 or 9, by the way.
We should have had
6 to Spurs alone.
Hey.
Oh, Sam. Sam, your opinion. Clearly a penalty, obviously, yeah.
He gets the ball, though.
Yeah, he gets the ball. With both feet, one after the other. But then...
That's not even the bit that's annoying.
No, but then there's some acrobatics, so that's okay.
Yeah, it's just that everything they go for, everything they do, they just get it.
Yeah.
I don't want to watch anymore because there's no point.
Can the ref pay our taxi fees home? Because what's the point of watching a procession?
He might as well take his ref top off and he'll have an Arsenal top on underneath.
He can pay our taxi fees home, can't he? Save us some money and time.
It's just depressing. It's like, what's the point in coming?
Yeah.
We knew it was going to happen.
It's quite bad. It's the worst the referee, I think no referee stands out this season as being particularly bad. I think without the sad has been a lot quiet for us this season. But so far today, we've dipped back down to last season.
Take the penalty out. Let's assume that scenario doesn't happen.
No, but it's still every decision goes their way.
I'm just saying, let's assume that doesn't happen and it's still 0-0. What's your thoughts on the referee in general for the rest of the game? And what's your thoughts on the game in general?
They're not that good. I really don't think they're good.
They're not that impressive,
but
are they?
What I don't get is they can play such good football,
yeah,
but then they do all of this stuff, rolling on the floor, time wasted. It's just
Liverpool are a better team. They deserve to win more than they do.
Man City or Liverpool, I want anyone but them.
I love it, Sam.
But I don't think they'll manage it.
Infuriating, and we could have done more as well. Talk about our stuff. We could have done more with what we did, can we?
Yeah, we've had our moments, but we've got so many injuries. Enkiso looks good. Estupiñán's getting his form back. He's getting there. Van Hecht's been his usual self.
Yeah,
and I'm glad De Zerbi stopped his goalkeeper rotation.
Yes, it looks like he's finally sticking, at least for now, with Bart. And I think he's a better goalkeeper.
Yes.
And I'm happy with that as well.
Yeah.
We love what Steele's done. He's been great. And he's
But
what we've got is now is they're playing to VAR. So it's just enough for that penalty not to be overturned on VAR. That was just it. The same as Chelsea, Man United the other day. Just enough on it not to be overturned.
You know, with the Brentford thing where our thing didn't get overturned. And to be honest with you, it's the right decision.
It was the right decision.
That's not happening anywhere else, is it?
If that exact same thing happened today, they would not have over. They would have given it.
But and haven't we? They would have given it. Haven't we had that already?
Free kick away.
If that was Dunk doing that to Havertz, they would have given it 100%.
I'm pretty sure there was a scenario where we were one of the only ones that didn't get a decision overturned before. Am I imagining that? Yeah.
I do remember that.
So we've had two out of three or four ever. Okay, fine. We're not a big club. Oi, we're not a corrupt Euro fucking league club. Big Dave, what do you think about it so far?
Well, I think one goal's going to do it. But I've changed now. It could be a draw.
Are these the title winners today?
No.
They don't look it, do they?
They've got a hard run in, really.
They've got to play Liverpool, is it?
Liverpool, and they've got to play Tottenham. They've got to play Chelsea as well. So I think Man City got the easiest draw.
They'll probably win it, won't they? It's a bit boring, but they probably will win it.
But will they be with us next season?
They might be in League Two.
They should be.
I've had a look at that penalty decision, and that looks soft to me.
Soft, but it was just inside. I thought it was a penalty, but
it's in the area.
I've been more disappointed by the linesman. He's been shocking.
He gave two or three throw-ins to them.
Yeah,
they weren't throw-ins.
And two of those offsides where he didn't put it up, and then it went to like a corner or a throw-in where it should have been. You know, so. Yeah, they got to sort that out, otherwise they're not going to be... They're going to get out of the ground otherwise.
I think it's like that, isn't it? It's like that. So, we deserve something out of this game so far.
Shooter, I mean, some great passes going forward. I think Moda... I like Moda. I'm glad to see him back, really. I think he's playing well. Do we play him straight down the middle? I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
So... we'll wait and see. Just like I say, just need CISO. Why? This is what I can't understand on free kicks. Right?
Yeah.
We're right in the centre, right in the middle of the goal. Right? Forget Dunk taking them, because we know what he does now.
Oh, don't talk about that, please.
So, let's say, not Gross, because he can't hit it hard enough. Let's go to Sensio. Why can't we use him? He can score from 40 yards out.
Exactly.
So why don't we use
him? Why aren't we doing that?
He come up, he wanted to kick it today, but he got turfed off. So...
That's not good enough for me. That's not good enough.
No.
Turfed off is, if it's the right decision, fine. It's not though, is it?
Well,
it's not.
What decision, what we've done was useless. He just popped it in.
Yeah,
He popped it in, but just the wrong ball. The wrong ball.
Yeah, we're not getting the right people taking those free kicks and set pieces.
We have not got somebody who can actually hit it under a mile an hour.
Dave, we've got to turn this round, haven't we? This is not good enough.
Oh, we've
got to get something out of this.
I'll have a draw. I'll go home happy with a draw.
If we do, come down to the front row afterwards for a celebration.
If we lose, I've got a bet on. So
with Chris,
yes,
we'll talk about that later.
Yeah, that's another thing. I think I've won £20, no problem.
Right, half time's over. I'm going for the toilet. So now we're here. We are post match. We've lost 3-0 to Arsenal. I'm with my good old buddy, my best mate, Peter, my co-host. I'm sure you're pretty satisfied with how everything went officiating-wise.
You know, John Brooks obviously was Arsenal's 12th man today, so I don't think any. Yeah, penalty was dreadful. I mean, that
clearly
gets
penalty.
The ball.
No
I
way.
Don't understand how you can give that. And VAR then backs him up. That then gives them the foothold. It's pretty, you know, evenish at that point. And then the second goal, if you look about a minute before the goal, Welbeck's pulled back outside their area. And then they break away, and we gave it away after that. But if he gives that decision, we have a foul, a free kick right on the edge of their area. It was a really clear as well. You can see it
from
the east.
A blatant foul leading to two or three phases of play, and then a goal where we never ever got control back.
Yeah,
is absolutely fine.
But we had a little. We had a little bit of play. We had a ball briefly, but not like properly under control. And and so many terrible Enciso got a free kick given against him when he kind of like. I think it was like two of their players tripped him and he somehow gave a free kick for them. There was one where Verbruggen was clearly clipped late by their player and he was fouled. Yep. He completely missed it. You know, there were so many. Every decision went Arsenal's way. Yeah. And he just couldn't wait to give them everything.
Yeah, at one point he gave a decision before the ball had gone out of play.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, well, okay, all right, fine. What's the point of it? That's fine. Just do it as a procession.
And also,
but can we just get our money back in advance from the referee?
And also some petty like shit like... But twice he pushed us back for our throw-ins. Yeah, he let them take a few from wherever they wanted to. And a free kick when it was balls rolling and about 10 yards further forward from where it was. So they could get on with it. But we were told that
But apart from that, it was all fine.
I mean, I've not seen a more one-sided performance since that Tottenham game last year.
I mean, due to finances, I was looking at possibly selling my ticket for this one. I thought, no, I'll come along. It'll be a good game, entertaining. Two of the best teams in the division. Footballing wise, no, it wasn't. It was it was two of the best teams in the division footballing wise, but it wasn't a competition at all.
And the frustration is that, you know, those two goals are basically the ones that won them the game. So the third was just us trying to push and we lost the ball carelessly.
Oh, yeah. Means
and
nothing.
I've seen a lot of negativity around on some of the groups, especially from one or two people. Yes, the truth is we've got 7 or 8 players out injured. And they've got like one, I think, pretty much. Timber's about the only player they've got out.
And they've got 12 players on the pitch. Yeah.
How are you supposed to compete with that when we've got like 7 or 8 out injured? Pedro couldn't start because of his injury. Ferguson's out. Mitoma's out. March is out. And Cissé has not still came out to fitness.
They won't mention that in the media,
though. No, they won't. Exactly. It's not in the Arsenal list. I thought Enciso had his best game since he'd come back from injury.
Yeah.
Estupiñan had his best game since he came back from injury.
Yeah.
And I don't understand how Adingra got man the match. For me, Baleba or Verbruggen. Probably Verbruggen had a really good game today.
I think
despite conceding three, he didn't do anything. Yeah. He could do nothing with any of the goals, and he made some really good saves.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think he should have.
I think Baleba was second, probably behind. But Dingra didn't get. I don't know where they got that from.
I think somebody of African descent was in the corporate area,
well,
and they wanted
pissed.
To get whatever. But frustrated day. 3-0, they do not deserve to be
3-0. No,
3-0
wasn't the right,
No, no chance
They were a better team, no question, but they were gifted two goals by an awful referee performance.
I agree with that. I mean, they were the better team. They were.
There's no getting around that.
On a number of occasions, the better team doesn't get the result.
Yeah, exactly.
When they've got the decision to their favour, and we're not doing anything exceptionally out of the blue, it's only a one-way traffic scenario, isn't
it? Can I ask you a serious question on that note, like petitions? Can you imagine a scenario where a similar thing, Enciso does that and White tackles him and we get a penalty for it?
Never.
Yeah, exactly.
Not ever, ever.
There's no way we get a penalty for that.
Yeah, especially in a title contending season. We're not going to get it, are we?
Yeah. Absolutely no way that Brooks gives that to us.
Yeah. Arsenal could celebrate all they want. I'm not sure they deserved it because who knows? Because on that basis, the first two goals shouldn't have been goals. On that basis, should they deserve to celebrate? I don't know. The fact of the matter is, Man City batter Palace, Liverpool won. They've got Man United tomorrow. I think they'll win that game.
Yeah, I don't think Arsenal win the league. I don't think they're good enough this late.
I think Liverpool win the league.
Yeah.
Either way around, I don't care. We're fantastic. What a great team. What a great manager. What a great set of players. What a great owner. What a great setup. Everything about this club is fucking brilliant, isn't it, Peter?
And exactly.
Arsenal can delude themselves with disproportionate decisions if they want. But
they'll probably end up with the same number of trophies this season as we've got.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. How are you doing in general? And how was your last few weeks?
We were chatting on Monday,
yes.
No, but Monday, Tuesday.
Tuesday, all right, whatever. I feel like I've forgotten something, Gove. Oh, yeah, I know what. I'll tell you what I was going to moan about. But one of our listeners loves my description of Andy Jacobs, the Talk Sport, as a cantankerous dick weasel. And I'm going to embrace that term. It's my own term anyway. I'm going to embrace it, enhance it, enlarge it. Because he's been moaning about the Albion. He's got a season ticket at Brentford, as well as being a Chelsea fan. Okay, whatever, fine. He goes to games and goes, oh, I really wanted them to beat Brighton. I bloody hate Brighton. And Paul Hawksby, who's a Tottenham fan, was saying, what's the issue? And essentially, he's going, I hate them. They're so smug, Brighton. They're so smug. Smug? What the fuck is he talking about?
He's a twat.
He's an absolute prick.
He's a Chelsea fan. They invented the word smug.
Andy Jacobs, you are a prick. You are a prick.
You want to come on the show if you want to, though?
Come on,
then
bitch.
Then we can call you a prick to your face.
He's a cantankerous dick weasel, and I despise him with all the alacrity and all the enthusiasm I would only normally reserve for my most despised people. But he is just a small piece of poo on my shoe, and yet I feel the need to flick him off more exaggeratedly than normal.
Other than that, though, you don't have an opinion, a strong view either
I
way?
I don't have any strong opinions about him, no, not at all. You're a cantankerous dick weasel. Chelsea are a small club with small ambitions. They're an absolute pathetic disgrace, and Brighton are 85 million times better than you will ever be.
Surely 115 million times better.
Yes, exactly. He's moaning, going, oh, yeah, they don't spend their money, and they got all this.
Why would that wind him up, though? Why would that get him irritated?
We're smug about it, though, Peter. We're smug about it. Whatever the fuck that means.
What odd opinion to have.
All I will say is this. I really, 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 really hope we finish above Chelsea this season. Yeah. I cannot stand them. I despise Chelsea. Anyone listening here who's got a Chelsea affiliation, I know one or two of our listenership will do. Many apologies to you if you're nice people, but I cannot stand Chelsea. And we've got very good reason to despise them, haven't we, Peter?
Yeah, they're not exactly... I didn't really like them anyway, but in the last few years,
So to summarise, fuck you, Chelsea. We're finishing above you, whatever
Especially
happens.
Especially Andy Jacobs.
Oh, what a cantankerous dick weasel. And in case anyone wasn't sure, yes, that is going to be the title of this episode. Which, by the way, is number 350.
Wow.
350 episodes. That's probably about 380 hours of absolute bollocks.
I say more than that. I reckon there's a lot of there's quite a few 2-hour ones in the pandemic and that sort of thing.
All right, about 400 hours of absolute bollocks. we've chatted an inordinate, an insane amount of shit, haven't we?
Yeah, I mean, it's like, you've got to commit yourself to, like, speaking that much shit, haven't you? You know,
I've loved it, haven't you?
No, it's all right, you know.
Well, we could have chatted more, couldn't we?
That's I've got a lot of chatting, yeah. We should do the outtakes of another episode, of the bits that we don't record.
When we get to our 1,000th in about a year and a half's time... That was a joke, by the way, I think.
It'll take 2 years, really.
Yeah. we should probably contemplate that. Anyway, today, very frustrating. It should have been tighter. Yeah. We might have lost anyway, but it shouldn't have been so flattering.
But it didn't have to work. And also, can I just say, Paul Barber, you're like already great about trying to take our bottle tops and our, you know, stopping and taking big bags in. Bloody, we're watching out Arsenal's second goal, and yet again an away team is allowed to bring in flares.
Oh, that's okay though. That's all right.
Yeah, you might as well just like kind of put a red carpet out for the away team.
Absolutely. It was on the pitch for ages, wasn't it?
I'm surprised John Brooks didn't go over and celebrate with them.
I expect to hear about the banning of an Arsenal fan from all grounds. That's going to happen, isn't it? Surely.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Meantime, next one is going to be a non-league match day special. Dartford against Worthing on Tuesday, Peter.
Big game. Worthing had a good result, great result today.
What was the score today? I haven't even heard it.
They won 3-1 at Yeovil.
Yes, at Yeovil?
Yeah.
Wow, what a result.
You don't know that,
No, I've not even checked it yet. So they only need one win.
Yeah.
That's assuming the other team won as well to guarantee the playoffs.
I think they still need one more win, yeah.
Oh, what a result.
And Maidstone won, so they're still fifth, I think, or something, but, yeah.
Up the Rebels.
Great result. Ollie Pearce got two, and someone else got the other one.
Up the Bees of Barnet, but also, Andy Bass, up the Enfield, the Towners. And also, yes, okay, all right.
What about the Wingate Finchley?
Up the Wingate Finchley, and also up the Bromley, Andy Bravery.
You're going to list a lot of non-league side, basically.
St Albans City, Bath City, Dartford, Dover Athletic. I don't know. Who knows? Anyway, Peter, it's been a pleasure catching up with you.
Yeah,
post match, it's been brilliant. And I feel more beers are on the way. Right, we're in the post match. We're in the North Stand concourse. I'm with the legend that is Jack Albion. Hello, mate, Jack. How you doing, buddy?
Yeah, I'm good. Well, I'm not happy.
You've still got this crutch.
I got one. Look, I'm only using it to get to the front of the train queue. It works like a charm at that. Look, I can walk-ish.
Oh, sorry. So 80 to 90% better off, are you now?
Yes.
Right, let's talk about the game. That first half, those decisions, the penalty, the joke.
It was, well, I mean, that entire first half. Now, look, I don't want to get anybody in any legal trouble.
Good.
I will say there was something very dodgy about that first half. No, every single 50-50 went Arsenal's way.
Yeah.
And it just looked like... The weirdest thing I thought was, when they had an offside decision, they were allowed to play on for at least a minute. But when we had an offside, it flag up straight away. There was something odd going on in that first half. And after that, I think everybody's heads dropped. Because you were just like, well, what's the point?
Yeah.
What's the point? Because we're not going to get any decisions. We're not going to do anything. I think we were poor in places. I thought Gross had his worst game for us today.
Yeah. It's all right.
I think Gross had his worst. It's all right. Don't worry. Gross had his worst game for us.
Yeah.
Probably not going to get Europe.
Probably not.
I don't care. It was really expensive. Anyway, he got pre-season tour in Japan, so I'll be there.
Yeah.
That's expensive, so I spent my money on that.
I'll tell you what, Jack, you're not getting stabbed in the arse in Japan, are you?
No, really low crime levels.
Yeah,
and they're very...
You'd be lucky to find litter, let alone a stab scenario.
And I love litter. I love litter.
My missus is Japanese.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's a fun fact, I guess.
It is. Yeah, maybe.
But look, I think we've had a hard end to the season. Let's just enjoy it and get really pissed.
That sounds like a fucking great idea to me.
Burnley away, nice long trip, lots of alcohol. Newcastle away, lots of alcohol.
We're going to dick Chelsea, Villa and Man City, aren't we?
Yeah, fuck it, why not? Right, the Seagulls.
Guys,
up the Albion, and let's get a photo. Woohoo!
And so ends the episode. Unfortunately, a 3-0 defeat, so not a happy day for us in the end. But there it is. So be it. We move on to the next one, which will be a non-league special where we're going to watch Worthing play at Dartford on Tuesday night. So until then, stand or fall, up the Albion. Sports Social Podcast
Network. Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.